give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?
Welcome to Hopecast, where our true stories brighten your day by providing insight and encouragement. I invite you to listen as my husband, Dr. Ken Brown, shares one of his amazing personal experiences that will inspire and stir your soul. Even in the challenges of life's darkest moments, you can always find a glimmer of hope through the love of God. So settle in, open your heart, and let's journey together through the power of storytelling.
The Bridge Beyond Reason. Firebrands from Brazil. Five youthful Equatorian evangelists, they spoke in our church with such ardor and conviction about the mission God had entrusted to them that even their Spanish-soaked English did not dampen the spirit. Lives redeemed, families restored, churches planted, God's kingdom come in South America, despite cost or consequence, death or danger. And I confess, the small-hearted me was wrestling with my own green-eyed monster. Why was the Lord using these brothers so powerfully while I spun my wheels in mediocrity? So that November evening in 1978, my wife and I stayed for the prayer meeting. And after that evening service, to get powered up and turned on to the purposes of God, one of these dear brothers tarried to pray and shared his faith walk with me. And before we knew it, someone was switching off the church lights and everyone was gone, including this dear missionary's ride back to Eastern Pentecostal Bible College, over 100 miles away. Despite the late hour and my early morning schedule, I volunteered to drive the saint home to his student residence. The woman minister, Meg Lewis, who was closing the church building, thanked me and said that he would take my wife home to save us time. The cold 2-hour drive into the gateway of Canada's north melted in the warmth of our spiritual discussions. And I was once again so impressed with the passion of this dear, precious brother. The Holy Spirit had bonded us together in friendship, and we said our goodbyes and may God bless you at the college entrance. And then a most remarkable, miraculous event occurred that very night during my return drive to the little bungalow we were renting in Toronto's sprawling suburbia. While retracing my exact route at the edge of town, I came across a very long Canadian Pacific train that was stopped right through around the middle of the Trans-Canada Highway, blocking the major artery that connected the isolation of the northern tundra to the industry of the southern megalopolis. Well, I waited and I waited and I waited, but the train seemed dead, and I completed, and it was completely impeding all traffic in both directions. Now, not known for my excessive patience, I exited my vehicle to investigate. And to my surprise, I discovered that the frozen train, composed of the prerequisite red caboose, baggage, and container cars, strangely had no engine, no locomotive attached. Who had the stupidity and the unmitigated gall to park this 2-mile-long rolling roadblock across my flight path? Desperate to get home to bed before I had to get up for work, I intensely looked up and down the gloomy track for an alternate route. To the west, I thought I could make out the silhouette of a bridge over the track and train, but there were no lights, so I was not really sure what I was seeing. Backing up, I turned down onto a one-lane bumpy dirt road that curved and dipped in the darkness. The heavy foliage on both sides of the road towered over me, making me feel that I was driving in the tunnel to nowhere. Just when I was about to turn around, the train the trail suddenly dead-ended at a rickety wooden bridge that seemed to be as old as the road itself. This narrow bridge was made of wooden spars with two rows of tire-width planks curving up into the blackness. I was not sure that it was engineered or designed for vehicular traffic. Perhaps it was just a footbridge, I wondered. And again, I stopped my car and I got out to scrutinize the beams, test the integrity of the wood with my feet, and evaluate my chances in making safe passage. At the top of the overpass, it appeared that the dirt road resumed on the far side, heading in the general direction of the highway. And there were tracks of a recent vehicle. Despite some trepidation, I revved up my engine, said a sincere prayer for God's protection, and carefully headed up the incline. At the crest of the bridge, I noticed that the beautiful full moon that hung in the western sky was illuminating picturesque rolling hills and forests with shimmering rays coming down from it. And below, that fossilized train stretched out as far as I could see it to the east, and it was literally glimmering in the moonlight. That moment was absolutely surreal and dreamlike to me. Minutes later, I finished driving up the road and I linked up to the Trans-Canada, and once again, I was finally heading home to bed. Adventure over. I only complained a little bit to God. After all, Lord, I questioned, I was just trying to help you and I'm so tired. Why did this have to happen to me? You know those types of feelings that most everyone gets occasionally, like feeling sorry for yourself, why me, life should be fair, doesn't anyone care? That scratchy old tape that just gets played over and over and over again in our heads, that very type of self-indulgence that God in his mercy puts up with and forgives in us. Only this time, the Lord spoke back directly to me. He gave me a sudden and complete thought. A God-breathed inspiration so revolutionary that it has transformed my entire life. These unthought words clearly formed in my mind. All of your life, you have lived by your rational process. You think that your brain is the engine to propel you through life. You're trusting in the intelligence that I've given you to serve me. You are in error. Your brain is just a baggage compartment. And it has no more power to please me than that train has the capacity to move an inch without an engine. Don't you understand? My spirit is the locomotive and the animation for your life. You're living without drawing on my spirit. And that is why you're broken down on the path of life, blocked and frustrated in your spiritual walk. You must bypass your intellect. Go beyond trusting in yourselves and have faith in me. Live in and by and through my spirit. Be willing to be foolish for me and cross whatever bridge I provide. Follow me. Now suddenly, it all made sense to me. God was trying to teach me to draw on his supernatural life, and he wanted me, yes, me, to serve him. As I drove on that empty road with an amazing moon to keep me company, I began to softly sing songs of worship to my Savior. I was so thankful and so touched that God would actually speak to me. I was lost in praise, thanking him and singing to him. And then all of a sudden, I was shocked to hear myself saying words and singing words that I had not learned, singing in a language that I had never known before, fluently, beautifully, with strange punctuated sounds and syllables, complete sentences, and emotional expression just flowing from my tongue, from my own mouth. Such peace and joy were filling me at that moment, and I felt enraptured with the very presence of Almighty God. I love my Savior so much, and I praised him, and I worshiped him for over an hour without understanding with my mind anything that I was saying. But in my thoughts, I was also thanking God for every blessing. At one point, I actually had a fright when I thought, oh, what if I can't stop this? Or what if I lose my ability to speak normally? I quickly noticed that I could cease and start language and start talking normally at will. And as I did, I chose to continue to worship the Lord with this new prayer language I had just discovered. Wow, through his mercies, the long drive home to Toronto just seemed to last only a few minutes as I continued in praise and prayer with my new hotline to God. A year earlier, my wife and I had gone to a Charles and Frances Hunter meeting. After reading their wonderful little book called Two Sides of a Coin, in which they discuss the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. Although they prayed for us to receive that dispensation of God, nothing discernible happened to either of us, although we were both open to whatever the Lord wanted to do in our lives. But now, without me even asking God, he had released his spirit within me. And there I was, rejoicing, singing in tongues of God for an hour. And while driving into my driveway, I suddenly recalled that I'd been asking God to fill my wife and I with his spirit at the very same time. Over the years as a counselor, I had noticed that sometimes when only one partner has an experience with God, it can cause division. It could cause disruption and stress in a marriage. And despite my inner delight through the Spirit, I had some anxiety when I was putting the key into the door, knowing that now I had to describe to my wife the wonder of God's inner work in my life and did not want her to feel left out. When I opened the door, strangely, the light was still on in the bedroom, a most unusual occurrence in my house at 2 a.m. And I heard my wife call to me from the room. And when I walked in, there she was, on her knees, tears on her face. She told me that the woman's minister had directly asked her while driving her home if she had ever spoken in tongues and encouraged her to seek the Lord. After Meg Lewis had left, apparently my wife asked God for a deeper move of the Spirit, and she said she felt like Jacob wrestling with the angel. And at 1 a.m., finally, she began to speak in tongues, and that amazingly, it was the exact time that the Lord had released the Spirit within me. We were 70 miles apart, but we were one in God's Holy Spirit. It was a miraculous confirmation to both of us that God had not only heard our prayer at the time, but our prayer in the past, and also of the deep reality of the wonderful work of God in our lives. Over the years, my walk with God has deepened, becoming sweeter and even more all-encompassing in my life. The tongues experience, well, that has become a regular part of my daily walk with God. And I find myself speaking them to God when I am sad, confused, lonely, or happy, before, during, or after prayer or devotions, and particularly when I am being thankful or worshiping God. When I don't know what to do or how to pray for some urgent situation, the Holy Spirit intercedes directly to God through the expressions beyond my understanding. From that night, I felt that I've become pregnant with God through his indwelling Spirit. And so to speak, I feel the baby move inside of me every time I begin to pray and sing in the Spirit with this new tongues, this new language that God gives. And my life has become an adventure with God, full of miraculous leadings, answers to prayer, and powerful ministry, only through his power and presence. Oh, how I thank God that he baptized me with his Spirit and blessed me with this direct and intimate connection to him. John the Baptist says in three different Gospels, I baptize you with water, but there is one who's coming after me who will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. Luke says in Acts 2:17, quoting the prophet Joel, that God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Jesus says in Luke 11:13 that if you ask God for the Holy Spirit, he'll not trick you. He's not going to hurt you by giving you a stone or a scorpion. If we as mere mortals are capable of giving good gifts to our children who ask, how much more will the Holy Spirit give us wonderful, our loving Heavenly Father, give us what we ask for and answer our urgent, persistent requests to him for our spiritual sustenance, the bread of life and the Holy Spirit. Pray, ask God, I'm nobody special. I was blocked in my life, and perhaps you feel blocked also, But just open yourself up to God, and God will give you a bridge beyond reason. He'll give you a connection to him and give you that gift of the indwelling spirit and a new awareness of his presence. If you enjoy this podcast, then please come on, go on Spotify or on our email, Hopecast, or on Hopecast's YouTube channel, or on Taken TV, and we'll see you there. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Hopecast for inspiring stories that will touch your heart. If today's story encouraged you, then please subscribe to our channel and visit us at hopecast.org to learn more. You can also watch the video version of this story and many more from Dr. Brown on our Hopecast's YouTube, or listen on our Spotify, Apple, or Amazon Music podcasts. Until next time, keep holding on to hope, and please share these stories with someone who really needs encouragement. May God bless you.
I've been searching and I've been seeking. It seems like you're nowhere to be found. And I'd do anything just to see you. If I close my eyes, will I see you now? 'Cause I know faith holds in what can be seen. But my hope feels like a distant dream. Give me a glimmer of hope again. Save me from all my wandering. If I've been looking in all the wrong places, would you turn me back around again?